USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington State's Attorney General Bob Ferguson has filed a lawsuit seeking to block supermarket chain Albertsons from paying a $4 billion cash dividend to shareholders on November 7th. Mr. Ferguson said the payout would hinder Albertsons' ability to conduct business normally. Kroger announced it was acquiring Albertsons for $25 billion. A federal judge in Arizona issued a temporary restraining order against activists who have been watching outdoor drop boxes for mail-in ballots. The activists claim they're trying to prevent purported voter fraud, but there have also been complaints of voter intimidation by these people watching the boxes. North Korea fired about a dozen missiles Wednesday in the direction of South Korea and landing near the rival sea border. South Korea quickly responded by performing its own missile tests in the same border area. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to return to power as Israeli TV exit polls reveals Tuesday's election could be delivering a narrow majority to the conservatives. Israelis react to Reuters.
I don't know who is better and who is not better, but I know that what we have before Lapid, I don't want to hear his name and I don't want to think about it.
I'm going to vote in Bibi Netanyahu. I hope that he makes the government.
President Biden tonight is set to deliver a speech at Union Station in the District of Columbia. This will be a political speech and a last-chance effort to give Democrats a much-needed boost before Tuesday's midterm elections. The event is being put on by the DNC. Brendan Carr, one of the five commissioners at the Federal Communications Commission, has arrived in Taiwan to attend meetings with Taiwanese government officials. Carr is the first sitting FCC commissioner to visit Taiwan in an official capacity. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
As inflation has prices for the Thanksgiving meal this year out of control, alternatives may be in order.
So it may be time to tighten your belt, literally. Wells Fargo chief agricultural economist Michael Swanson said, from bird flu reducing the supply of turkeys to California's drought shrinking vegetable yields and a labor shortage impacting workers available to process and transport food, prices are up across the board. A survey by online financial advisor Personal Capital said one in five Americans wonder if they'll have enough money to cover the cost of Thanksgiving this year and are considering eliminating dishes or entire guests altogether and asking those who do come to dinner to BYOB. From the USA News Radio Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro on Tuesday broke his silence after Sunday's presidential runoff against former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. While he did not explicitly concede or recognize Lula or his victory, he vowed to respect the Constitution. Indian police on Monday arrested nine people, including contractors, ticketing agents, and security guards over the bridge that collapsed and killed at least 134 pedestrians. Surveillance showed some were rocking the overcrowded bridge from side to side just before the suspension cables failed in an instant. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.